Spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Holy fucking shit. Toffee is a murderer. He is a murderer.
You are a murderer. You're a goddamn murderer.
Or at least that's what the promo will have you believe. So, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, Quickie. Yes, this is your host, Matthew. Nobody else is on here. This is just me, real quick. So, Star vs. the Forces of Evil is coming back July 15th, and I cannot fucking wait. And I was just on the internet, just, you know, just rewatching the whole intro to it and all, whatnot. It was all cool. Then I saw a promo for it. It's like, okay, well, let's see the promo. And then, throughout the promo, Ludo as Toffee, well, Toffee as Ludo, Ludo as Toffee, who gives a fuck? Ludo Fee has King Butterfly, or King, whatever his fucking name is, tied up. It's a battle for Muni. Okay, cool. Star and Moon are back in Muni, about ready to fight. Moon's talking to Buff Frog about Star, and the next thing you fucking know, Moon says Toffee killed her mother. Holy fucking shit. So, you know what? Let's just go ahead and play the intro first before we get started on anything else.
Tell Star, I'm coming for my finger.
Who are you?
I am a magical princess from another dimension.
Star is nowhere near your skill level, bitch. She's far beyond.
Are you ready to make some bad choices?
Google, master, I've tracked down Star Butterfly. They've hidden her in the Earth dimension. Oh, goddamn.
Hello, Glossarus. Hello, Toffee.
Time to give it up, old man.
You'll never get him on your side.
But I don't ask for that.
You don't, do you?
Excellent.
So, the one will be mine, and then the universe.
Actually, the universe should go.
I guess I'm just not cool enough for a guy with a life.
You're kidding. You're the coolest girl I know.
Ludo!
What?
What is that?
Yes, I am!
I tossed you into the abyss! He tossed you into the abyss!
Yes, you did.
What?
Huh?
You have a what?
You both have wands!
Okay, there is not a question in mind.
Actually, sometimes you don't know what you think. Your head and your heart disagree.
You think you know how you feel about something.
But then it changes.
Star? No booping. Just one.
I don't want your bomb destroyed.
Surprise!
Where is my castle?
It's gone.
And where is your wand?
That's gone.
I haven't seen anything like this since Queen Calypso.
I don't have time to explain, but suffice it to say, we are in danger. We must leave for Muni immediately.
What?
Toffee has returned.
Rush. Rush is on Jackie. Jackie wins, huh?
Jackie, I don't know how to do this because you're my best friend.
Smart.
And that makes me super weird because...
What's wrong?
Because I do have a crush on you.
Who called it? I called it. Boom. I called it.
And we're back. So, in this quickie, I'm not gonna talk too much about anything. I'm just gonna kind of focus on one character only from Star vs. the Forces of Evil, because I'm going to do another episode on this, and it's going to be much more detailed than this, and I'm going to be more focused than what I am right now, because I'm so fucking scatterbrained after what the fuck I just saw. So, Toffee is... He's got to be at least top three best villains of the modern cartoon era, right? Like, no. Let's track everything he's done since he's entered the fucking show. When he first came on as an evil consultant, evil, like, fighting consultant, whatever you want to call it, to Ludo, you could tell from the moment he stepped in, he was different. He had a missing finger. He... stood up straight, unlike all the other monsters. He spoke with a king's accent. He complete sentences, and they all made fucking sense. unlike Ludo and Ludo's Monsters. As the show progressed, it was like, okay, he wants something more than what he's leading on to. And Buff Frog was the only one smart enough to catch on to this. Even when he first introduced himself to Ludo, Buff Frog knew, nah, I don't like this guy. Something's not right about it. Ludo, of course, wanting to get the wand at whatever cost, didn't care. So kudos to Toffee for being able to pick on that. As season one progresses, he slowly but surely picks away at some of Star's weaknesses. Slowly but surely picks away at Buff Frog and Ludo's relationship to the point where he gets Buff Frog kicked out of Ludo's castle. Then, as soon as that's done, like, okay, cool. Let me pick away at Ludo and his army's morale. To the point where he gets Ludo kicked out of the castle, and now it's his castle. Now he's like, okay, cool. I got those two idiots out the way. Let's go get Star and make her do what the fuck I need to do. He tells Star to, dang, I bit my tongue. That's how hyper I am. I bit my tongue. Ow, 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 ow. That is a lot of... And my blood tastes good. Huh. Okay, but anyway. So, now it's time for him to go get Star. But he doesn't go directly at Star like Ludo does. Ludo, as you see throughout the show, he's like, okay, no, if I'm going to go, I want Star's wand, I'm going to go attack her. Instead, dang, Doc has some gray hair on him. I did not know that. Anyway, Toffee instead is like, no, I'm not going to go directly at Star. Star has that wand. She is stronger than she seems. I'm not going directly at Star. Instead, what I'll do is I'll kidnap her best friend, Marco, and tell her to meet me at the castle, just to make her think like, no, it's not her. It's not him. It's Ludo. So when Star gets to the monster realm, wherever it is, oh my gosh, I really need to slow down. I'm starting to choke on my own spit. Anyway, so when he gets her to come to the realm, she thinks she's going to meet Ludo. Soon she gets there, realizes no, it's not Ludo, it's not Buff Frog, it's Toffee. Toffee's been controlling everything that's happened in season one to the point where Star didn't even know who Toffee was. But that will quickly change. She storms the castle, blows off Ludo's arm, blows off Toffee's arm, kicks ass everywhere, destroys the glass container that's holding Marco, but then Toffee quickly makes it twice as strong, tells her like, look, it's not gonna work again, I made it twice as strong, come talk, I just wanna talk, otherwise your friend Marco's gonna die. So Star, of course, after all her battles with Ludo, thinks, okay, I know what you want. You want my wand. Here, you can have it. Then Toffee kind of drops the bomb of the entire season one. I don't want your wand. Nah, I just want you to destroy it. Which is completely different from what we've seen Ludo do. So that right there is like, okay, cool. As the wand is about to explode, you can see this grin on Toffee's face. And it's like, okay, he planned this all along. Like, Star, like, you in the promo, you hear Star say, I've beaten Toffee before, I could beat him again. No, Star, no, honey. He manipulated you. You didn't even know who he was. He knew what the fuck he was doing the entire time. He manipulated you so that you could blow up the wand, which then set the stage for him to return in season two in the hard way, where all it meant was like that broken piece of Star that Star didn't pick up from the wand that was blown up by the Whisper Spell. Ludo now has it. And Ludo has it in an arm. And a broken skeleton arm that, ironically, just like Toffee, has a missing middle finger. Ain't that something? Everybody missing the middle finger in the show. So when Ludo gets this wand and makes this makeshift wand from a broken piece of Star that has some of Toffee's essence in it and Toffee's arm while holding onto a rock, the wand starts talking to Ludo, telling him, hey, you don't need Star's wand. You just need the book. So why don't we just go get the book? We could train ourselves. And you could be this strong guy. Again, playing on Ludo's thing for Yeah, playing, you know, wanting to be, he's playing on Ludo's power hunger, if that makes any sense. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. And as all the training goes on, he's still trying to get in Ludo's head, like, hey, Glossick's training you, but he's not showing you everything that Star knows. Which, by the way, how the fuck does he know that Star got to look at the dark page, the darkness chapters, if he's not near Star? Which also then kind of leads to say, Toffee's inside Star's wand too. Wow, that just blew my fucking mind if he really is. Like, I don't script any of these podcasts that we do. It's all just straight off the head, I am literally like putting pieces together as I'm rewatching this thing on silent over and over and over again. So when Glossick finally relents and lets Ludo see this dark chapter that Star got to see, that's when he gets hit with this dark energy. And hey, Toffee is back. And Toffee, knowing that Glossick is teaching this and Glossick is all powerful, sits there and says, look, you're not going to be able to get him on his side, so just give up. Stop doing whatever it is you're trying to do. Glossick just calls him and says, okay, cool, I get what you're trying to say, but yo, man, I ain't got a side. I'm with the book. Same thing he told Star. I go where the book go. If someone has the book and they want to learn, I'm going to teach them. Kind of Star's undoing, because, hey, Star never really wants to learn these spells. Like, there's always episodes where it's like, hey, Glossick had to get Star, had to beg Star, hey, let's practice some of these spells. Hey, let's practice some of these spells. He knew the potential Star had, but it was like, yo, Star didn't want to practice, so why should I give a fuck about you? Why should I want to go back with you? You had me. You lost me. Now you got to get me back. I'm not going to help you get me back. Then Toffee, he's with Toffee, like, okay, look, I don't want no problems with you. Although, if I did, I could just kill you right here, right now. But that kind of goes against some other things, but we'll get to that later. And now that Toffee knows that Glossick has no side, which is also kind of shown in the intro, he was seen at the start of the season 3 intro next to Queen Moon. Slow it down if you didn't see it. And then again, next to Toffee, Ludo, and the rest of his goons. Now that Toffee knows this, he just, you know, decides to take merits. So he has Ludo keep learning all these different spells. He tells Ludo, hey, let's keep practicing this. Let's go learn this. Let's go learn this. And Ludo, of course, listening and talking to the wand, not knowing that it's Toffee, is like, you know, yes, I want to be strong. I want to be powerful. That's why I was going after the wand in the first place. So towards the end of season 2, Moon is looking for Ludo. And she's like, okay, apparently Ludo comes from a long lineage of royalty, which isn't royalty anymore. I'll touch on that on another episode. And as she comes, as her and the Magic Council comes across Ludo, because of, there's this magic is losing, is being drained from Muni, and they're trying to find a source, and they think that Ludo is the source. Come to find out, as everybody from the Magic Council walks away, and it's just Moon and Ludo talking, that's when Toffee finally strikes again and sucks the life force out of Moon. Come to find out, okay, no, now it's Toffee kind of taking care of everything, and everybody in the Magic Council is now freaking the fuck out. Toffee is taking everybody out one by motherfucking one. It's as if he cannot be stopped now that he has this wand and this book of infinite spells that he can fucking learn and this darkness chapter that he is completely immune to. Or is he? Because as this next promo came up, talking about all this other stuff that Eclipsa did and whatnot, Moon explicitly states that, hey, she had to strike a deal with Eclipsa, who is, of course, still alive. And in, what was it, Into the Wand? That episode, was it? Yeah, it was Into the Wand. We're starting to go in and find what was the thing that did belong in a wand. She then comes across a portrait where it says, where she sees her mom, Queen Moon, fighting Toffee. And in that portrait, it says, "The immortal monster will long be haunted by the darkest spell of Moon the Undaunted." Now, if, again, like, I'm still focusing on Toffee on this just short episode that I'm doing. Don't know how short it's going to be. It took a dark spell for Moon to beat Toffee. But Moon isn't called the Queen of Darkness. She, her nickname isn't that of darkness. That's Queen Eclipse. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. So in that portrait, if you want to go back and look at it, I'm pretty sure there's a Reddit user out there who's already figured this shit out. But in that portrait, you can see Moon, who looks an awful lot like Star, firing off her wand and a blast of energy towards Toffee, and Toffee's like middle finger being blown completely off as he's falling off something. Take a closer look at that picture, and you'll see, like, in the smoke, the smoky haze. Let me see if I can find that picture right now. Do I have it up right now? Where is it? Yeah, here it is. In that picture, if you look close enough towards the top, you can see like a little skull. So of course it's like one of the it's the darkest spell that Queen used, of course, because that's what the tapestry said. Was Toffee so unstoppable? It's kind of like this. Was Toffee either so unstoppable that Queen Moon had to use one of Eclipse's spells that she learned from a monster to take out Toffee? Or was this just another way to make Toffee stronger? I'm rambling right now. Stick with me. Draw your own conclusions if you want to. But I say all that to say, back to my original point, this has to make Toffee at least top three of all the modern cartoon villains ever, right? Like, I mean, think about it. So we're going to go from 2010 to now. Well, okay, from 2009, late 2009 to now. So we're going Adventure Time, so that counts. The Ice King, Ice King, the Lich from Steven Universe, Jasper, Yellow Diamond, Wanda Over Yonder had the Dominator. Where else am I going? Gravity Falls had Bill Cipher. Fuck, I am drawing a blank on some of these villains. But yeah, y'all listen to cartoon podcasts. You know some cartoon villains from this current era. Only the Lich is more dark than Toffee. And I would even say that probably only Bill Cipher is more diabolical. But up to this point, no villain is as dangerous as Toffee is. Toffee is immortal, kind of like the Lich and Bill Cipher. However, we do know how, we've seen ways to beat Bill Cipher. We've seen ways to at least stave off the Lich. There hasn't been a way yet proven to stave off Toffee. Because in the tapestry, going back to that tapestry inside the wand again, Toffee looked exactly the same when he was fighting Queen Moon as he did when he first appeared. So what the fuck? Like, is there a way when Queen Moon made that deal with Queen Eclipsa, what is there legitimately a way to beat Toffee? And if there isn't, why not? Now, could it also be that Toffee was once a servant under Queen Eclipsa? Because remember, Queen Eclipsa liked to fuck monsters. We're all adults here, and if you're not, why the fuck are you having your child listen to a podcast? But we're all adults here. Let's get it straight. Queen Eclipsa had a thing for bestiality. Was he a servant for Queen Eclipsa? And when she got frozen off, or whenever, whatever the fuck happened, did he raise up a mutant? Oh, that's what it is. Okay, I'm sorry for that. Accidentally knocked my microphone over and stopped the recording in that excitement. But as I was thinking about that, remember that book from Independence Day that Star was reading about how, like, basically Muni's version of how colonization worked for the United States of America? Y'all remember that, right? So what I'm actually kind of just glossed upon here was Toffee kind of like the leader of the resistance against the Mumans coming in and taking all their lands and moving them out to the, you know, out of way? Because remember, Ludo's parents were once king and queen, but now they live off in some rundown shack that Queen Moon knows about. So, oh wow. Could Toffee actually be the good guy in all of it? Well, I mean, from Star's perspective, no, he's not the good guy. But everything else, could he actually be the good guy? Could he be the guy, the king monster, well, not the king monster, but like the leader monster that was trying to stop the colonization of Muni from the Mumans? Could he have been, like, you know, made immortal by Eclipse's husband or somebody much more dangerous or much less dangerous to say, hey, you're going to carry out our revenge against the Mumans. You're going to carry out our revenge against the monarchy, against the, you know, against the royal family. You're going to be the reason why they never forget us monsters and where we should be. Wow, that just got so fucking deep so fast. So okay, stay with me. Stay with me as I say this shit out loud and think out loud. So, in Munipendence Day, when Star was recreating all the stuff that happened, and she just completely glossed over the middle pages, when Marco told her to go back and reread it, and she slowly did, you could see Star kind of having a change of heart as towards Munipendence Day. Like, okay, cool. This is something we celebrate for our people, but we had to basically exterminate a whole group of monsters, and it was totally unfair. If that holds up, then maybe Toffee was made to be the one monster who could not be destroyed by the advancements and the enhancements that the Mumans had to drive out the monsters. Maybe the reason why Toffee is immortal is so that he can be like that lone monster that can stand up against the royal family. Wow, that just got so, Anyway, so as I just kind of, okay, so this is gonna be a real quick episode. I'm not gonna keep y'all long. Star vs. the Forces of Evil comes back July 15th. I am Toffee might actually be the good guy in this whole thing. And I'm just saying, just think about it from the perspective of the book. Like, the book that Star read painted the monsters as the bad guy. When instead, like, in real life, it was probably the monsters who were trying to defend their land, and the Mumans just came in and overtook it. Again, colonization in America. We can all fucking relate. Season 3 is going to be so epic, and in order for me to be able to keep my composure, I need... Backtrack. So, back to that whole Toffee being one of the greatest cartoon villains of this era. Yes, he is. Wow. And this has taken a totally twisted turn. And I'm definitely going to do another episode of this. This is just me getting my thoughts out on my initial thoughts, because, yeah, I saw the video, I saw the intro, and then after that I saw the thingamajigger, the promo, and I was like, okay, no, I gotta get my instant reaction out of here. So, yeah, thank you all for sitting through this mumbled, jumbled hell of a mess. Stay tuned for more, because I am going to do another episode of this, more cleaner and much more thought out. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. If you have any questions, please subscribe to us if you have any questions, email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes Store or Google Play. Find us on Podomatic, our host place. And that is it. Yeah, see you, motherfuckers.